So, and again, I'm out in a field, and the other woman, she can't see me anymore. And so, rather than being like a regular human, I just peed my pants.
Welcome back to A Coffee and a Cry. This week, we're tired. And we're going to force ourselves to do this. Katie's rubbing her eyes.
It's fun. No, it is. It's fun, like, for a little break. In between the madness of deadline week, it's...
I don't know if you're finding this, but I'm finding it really hard to, like, switch off at the moment because of how much work we have on.
Surprisingly, because over Easter bank holiday I went away, I actually really, like, made myself not think about work at all. I took all of my work with me.
Yeah, me too.
Didn't touch it though the whole weekend.
I didn't do work Saturday or Sunday. I
tried really hard to actively make myself not think about it. And then driving home, Jack was in the car like, "What are we gonna do tomorrow? Like, how much work do you have to do?" I was like, "No, not yet. It's bank holiday Monday. Like, the weekend is still going on for like another 4 hours. Like, let me just have this." So yeah, I impressively switched off. But now it's back to week time. Business hours are back.
This week we're going to be talking about what we wanted to do when we grew up, when we were younger, and actually how that's definitely deviated.
Just a little bit.
I want to say like we deviated away from what we wanted to do, but in reality I think we've probably just become more aware of how hard it is to get into, you know, being a princess astronaut.
True.
It takes years of training and also being royal.
Yeah.
So what did you want to be when you grew up? You were younger.
So when I was younger, I never had that, like, I want to be an astronaut or a fireman. Like, I didn't have that really. I think I spent most of the time not knowing what I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And constantly reassuring myself that that was okay. Whilst every other kid said that they wanted to be, like, a teacher. I didn't. But one thing that I did think that I'd be good at was going into the army, actually, which is kind of, I think also, you remember like those career days you'd have at school?
No, we never had career days.
Oh, really?
I knew so many people that did. I had never had a career day.
Yeah, we had one, and the army came.
Wait, did like people come in, like your mums and dads?
No, it was like local businesses or like,
I mean, maybe
the army.
I can only remember like a fire engine coming in and then we all got to play on the fire engine. But maybe that wasn't career day.
That was just fire engine day.
Fire engine day. Fire safety day.
No, yeah, we had careers day and like, yeah, it was like local businesses. I think some bigger places came in, but nothing like, you know, McDonald's didn't come by. So it was sort of, but the army did.
And that's probably like, why you didn't recruit.
And I think I just thought that was cool. Like, I was just like, yeah, I could do that. But like, you know, it was never like a, I actually want to go into the army. I hadn't really thought it through.
Yeah.
It was more like, I'd be good at that.
Did you ever try like cadets or anything?
No, the closest thing I ever did was like Girl Scouts. But, you know, that's not really the same.
Yeah.
But I had a friend that was in the Air Cadets. And again, I just thought that was the coolest thing.
Oh my God, a guy I worked with the other day is learning how to be a pilot.
That's cool.
Like, do you not think that's so cool? He said his lessons are £500 like a go.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a lot to learn.
But he gets to fly for an hour. Like, he gets to fly a plane for an hour.
Like, I realised the other day, actually, that I'm going to Barcelona in a couple of weeks, and I just realised that I have to get on a plane for that, and I got kind of nervous.
Yeah.
I haven't been on a plane for so long.
No,
I was like,
I haven't been on a plane for ages.
I'll get on a plane.
The last time I went on a plane, I lost my iPod Touch.
Tragic.
That's
tragic times.
No, wait, iPod Shuffle. It was a shuffle. Oh. It was a little tiny cube, and I lost it on a plane.
That's why you lost it, because it's like the size of your thumbnail.
Yeah.
I think my sister lost a hat on a plane.
Why was she wearing a hat on a plane?
I don't know.
Planes are famously quite warm.
But we did the whole, like, we wait for them to check, like, every single aisle, whatever, and they never found it.
Well, I just, like, lost my... I, like, knew I'd lost my iPod Shuffle before I got off the plane.
Just deal with it.
I just didn't look for it. That's so me, though. You know, like, last week when I told you about how my bag was open?
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, that's good. Nothing was in there.
It's just gone forever. Yeah, it's fine. Army, I thought it was cool, but didn't really think it through. But like another thing, so this is, I've got a story to go with this. So another thing that I was like similarly told that I'd be good at was to be an accountant. Like, and I that's primarily because both my parents are accountants, and it's not even like they made it look really cool. Like,
they're like really, really cool accountants.
Yeah. Every time people ask me what my parents do, I'm like, oh, they're accountants. But like, My mum constantly told me that I'd be a good accountant, whatever that means. And I kept saying that I was bad at maths.
Well, does that mean that you wouldn't be like a crooked accountant?
I don't know.
Maybe they meant you were going to be like a really good crooked accountant.
Just like, be really like...
Like you're bad at maths, but that doesn't matter.
Just move some decimal points around. No, like she always told me I'd be a good accountant and I'd always say that I was bad at maths and she'd be like, it doesn't matter. And I'm like, but that's all I know that accountants do is to do numbers.
Yeah.
But I remember when I was quite young... I had a babysitter, and fun fact about young me was that I hated babysitters, and I always misbehaved so much, so much. And so kicking and screaming, like, my sister and the babysitter would have to take me by my hands and legs and, like, carry me upstairs to bed, that type of thing. But the one babysitter that I liked her because we baked a cake. That was what we did in the evening. She baked a cake with me. We iced it and we ate like the whole cake that evening. And she told me that she wanted to be an accountant. And I was like, who wants to be an accountant?
So then you like...
She was like 16 and I was probably like 12 or 11
or
something.
Well, she's probably really, really good at maths.
Probably. I don't know if she actually became an accountant. But like, I remember just being like, what are you?
Wait,
like,
what's Jack? What's your fiancé's...
What does he do?
Yeah, is he an accountant?
No, he's an underwriter. He's in insurance.
How did you go so wrong?
But the thing is that he
you're in arts uni.
But he's applying. He did maths at uni, and he wants to apply for some analyst, you know, thing that I can even imagine, like, involving maths in his job. Like, that sounds horrible to me.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Like, yeah. So accountant, that's another one that I have.
Yeah.
Like, I just was told I'd be good at it. I didn't ever believe them, but. And now I'm at arts uni, so clearly they were wrong.
No, yeah, they were wrong.
What did you have? You had classic.
I had, like, I wanted to be a vet. But then I realised that, this is probably really stupid, but I realised I'd have to watch animals die.
Yeah.
And I was just like, nah, I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, I can't do that.
Like, I feel like that's lots of kids' things, where they're like, I want to be a vet. Yeah. And then an animal dies, and they're like, I don't want to do it anymore.
I watched Marley and Me, and I was just like, no, I can't do it. But no, one time, Flo, my dog... She, when she was really, really tiny, she got scratched in the eye, just above her eye, and she has, like, really bulgy eyes because she's a chihuahua. She got scratched above the eye by, like, just, like, a local cat.
Mm.
And there was blood, and I freaked out, and I called my dad, and I cried, and I was like, I'm not being a vet. But my parents used to always tell me, very similar to your parents, that I'd be a good teacher.
Yeah.
And, like, although I would be a good teacher, and I know I would, like, I taught half the people at our uni to write a dissertation, even though I didn't know how to write a dissertation. But, like, I went through this, like, whole period of my, like, life, and I feel like it kind of leads on to our, like, next kind of topic of what jobs we had.
Mm.
But I went through, I did all these, teaching jobs.
Just because your parents said you'd be good at it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I bloody hate kids.
It's
like,
a really strong thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Like, I worked at, like, a youth centre, and I taught, like, cooking.
Yeah.
I don't know how to cook. No, I
don't know what I'm doing.
I low-key know how to cook, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, put pasta in hot water, add a jar of sauce.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow.
It's like one of those things where you're there and you're like, I'm so not qualified for this, but I've managed to get this far, so we'll just keep going.
And then I, like, worked at a nursery for a while. That was fine. Kids are gross. And then... And then, like, I did, like, I worked with some, like, disabled kids and stuff like that. And it was just like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Like, the whole time I was like, I don't want to do this.
See, I never did any jobs that were, like, really, but, like, to do with something I wanted to be or anything. But the only thing, like, similarly, I had it where, because I was a Girl Scout, I was, like, so I did, like, the whole process. I was, like, a rainbow where you're, like, really little, then a brownie, and then you're a guide.
I didn't know rainbow came first.
Yeah, rainbows, they're, like...
That's so cute.
Like, four-year-olds. Aww. Like, you're really little, and you just, like, you know, paint the whole time. And then, yeah, so then I was a brownie, and then I was a guide. And then after guides, you can become, like, a ranger, which is, like, a teenager... Yeah. And then after that, you can just go into being a leader, like being a young leader and then being qualified for a leader. And I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
But I just became a leader.
Please tell your story. I've already written a blog post about this.
No.
Please tell it. It's so funny.
No, we'll just plug your blog post. I'm not telling that story on
this. Okay, so Katie might have peed herself during... Wait, was it Scouts?
Yeah, guide. I was a young leader.
Guide.
So I was a guide leader. Yeah, I was like 16 or 15.
Were you a leader and you peed yourself?
Yeah, I was a leader.
You have to tell this story.
I'm
so
not.
Funny.
But I dread to think who's listening that knows me. So, okay, right.
Well, is there any on? I have 10.2k readers on my blog post. Whoever knows you has definitely already read the story.
Okay, fine. So if you haven't heard this story or you haven't read it on Ash's blog, basically... So lots of people out there will probably know about guides and you go camping. Mm-hmm. We normally went camping sort of like early summer.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was glorious weather in the English countryside. And
it's similar to like Bear Scouts. Most of our listeners are from America.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So it's just, you know, it's just scouts. You go out, you go camping. And yeah, I was a young leader. So I had sort of, I was like 16, taking care of like a bunch of, I think they're like 11 to 14 year old girls. So taking a bunch, like there's, we had like 30 of them with us or something. And basically, typically as a young leader, you just get given all the dirty jobs because you just, you know, you're a young leader. You just, it's like having a runner or something in a company. So I just had to do all the bits that no one else wanted to do. And basically one of those things was that during the afternoon, one day we were going to have a wide game. And that basically means that it's a game that takes place over a big like area. So we had like where we were camping, there were several fields surrounding our little camp spot, and so we did a game that was like that involved every field. And the game was something like, you know, you'd be in a team and you'd have to go run around and find CDs that are like hanging from the trees that has like a letter on. You have to click them all and it makes an anagram and then you spill a word. First team wins, that kind of thing. So I was the person that had to go around hanging CDs in trees and, like, you know, making them hard for the girls to find. And it was me and this other woman who was a fully-fledged leader. So we had a bunch of CDs, and she was like, okay, you go down that end of the field and hang them in trees and things, and I'll go this end. And I think I want to say that this was probably my first camp that I was a leader. Like, although I'd been to camp lots of times as a guy, this is the first one as a leader. And so, I can't believe I'm saying this stupid story. My mum's going to hear this.
Your mum knows, don't she?
Probably not.
Well, she definitely read my blog post.
Yeah. So I was hanging CDs, and it's like, you know, I'm wearing, oh, to give you a time frame, like what kind of time.
Always needed.
I was wearing Hollister jeggings. That's sort of like, so we're looking at like, I don't know, 2007,
8?
10 or so.
Oh, really?
2009, about 10 years ago. Wait, no, less than that. How old am I? It's like 2013.
Yeah.
And so I was wearing Hollister jeggings. And I realised I was hanging out CDs and the other woman has sort of, you know, was heading down the other end of the field. And I realised I needed to go to the toilet. I needed to pee. And I was like, oh, the toilet block, because we're camping, the toilet block was all the way, like, through two fields, like, miles away. And I still had to hang up CDs for this game. The girls are going to finish their, like, craft activity in a minute. And they're going to want to play the game.
Yeah, you didn't have to.
I've
got to
finish the CDs. And I needed to pee. And my brain, because I was, like, so I was so scared to walk to the toilet block like a regular human being or, like, you know, let the other woman know, oh, I'm just going to the toilet, I'll be back in a sec. I was too, like, embarrassed to do that. So, and again, I'm out in a field and the other woman, she can't see me anymore. And so rather than being, like, a regular human, I just peed my pants. I just stood there.
Just peed my pants. But what did you do straight after that?
Well, no, so, but the thing is that, like, I could have just taken my trousers off and, like, squatted like anyone else would in the wilderness. But I didn't. I just it run down my legs in my Hollister jeggings. And obviously they all turn, like, dark from the pee.
Jeggings.
And I finish hanging the CDs up and then I walk back to camp like with my head down in shame. But I had a jumper, and so I took my jumper off, tied that around my waist to try and cover up the pee look. And I just went to my tent, got a change of clothes, and then walked to the toilet block and got changed.
What I find so funny, like, my favourite part of that story is the bit where you go back and just go to the toilet to change.
I know.
Like, you couldn't have just gone to the toilet beforehand.
I think it was just one of those moments where I went from zero to pee real quick. Like, I got to pee right now. And looking back, I'm like, why didn't I just squat in a field? Literally,
so funny.
It wasn't like I was out somewhere. I was in a field.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so
that was so entertaining.
That's what, you did a blog post about, so.
Yeah, it's the best.
That's the live edition.
That was a bit of a detour, but anyway.
That was a detour. I don't even know what we were talking about.
We were talking about what Joss wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, so as a guide leader, like, I obviously didn't get paid for that. That was volunteer.
I voluntarily
peed my pants in a field. but, like,
you didn't get paid minimum wage to pee.
Yeah, not even that. No. But, like, that's, like, you know, again, I went into being a guide leader, not because I wanted to, just because, like, my sister and, like, my cousins were all in the same guide sort of group, and they kind of did the same thing.
I think there is.
And it was just like, oh, this is the next thing.
As an incorrigible child, you do get told things, and you're like, oh, yeah, great. Like, I do love teaching, and I would even, like, if my, like, degree didn't take me where I wanted to go, which we'll talk about in a minute, because obviously I would consider teaching, because when you have a degree, like, that's kind of your fallback option. Like, you can teach... because you can teach in your subject matter because you know about it because you studied it for 3 years. But I, at the time, my mum told me I was good at teaching. So I was like, I'm good at teaching. So I did all these things that I needed to teach. But, like, kind of, where do you want your degree to take you? We obviously are doing the same degree. We're both doing media and creative writing.
Yeah. I mean, well, the thing is that, so you kind of, with I feel like you, with everyone and who's studying or any, you know, doing any kind of full-time education, it's like you have the... I would dare to dream versus like reality.
Okay, so what's your dare to dream?
I would love to be a published writer for my own work, you know, either through poetry or short stories or something that combines the two. I would love to be like published under my own name. Like, and that's it really. Like to be able to write poetry and like, you know,
someone care.
Yeah, or to, you know, be like Beatrix Potter, go live in the Lake District and be inspired by all the rabbits and the birds and things and just, like, you know, write about... I think the thing I
like Rupi Kaur and just, you know, drink some milk and look at some honey.
No. Like, it's... I think the thing I love about poetry is that I get to have the best attempt at trying to do justice to the world we live in. Because I think that poetry is, the like, one of the most beautiful, like, forms of art. And so I think, yeah, to try, like, that's why I like doing nature writing, going outside, going to your local park and seeing, like, nature at its finest and trying to capture that in words, I think, you know. So to be able to do that and get paid for it.
Okay, what's your reality?
Reality is, I mean, I'd also be happy doing this, like, writing for magazines, doing, like, opinion pieces, you know, like Caitlin Moran and stuff like that. Like, nothing that's close to journalism at all. But, like, just topical, funny things.
I was just thinking, we should definitely do a podcast about pet peeves, because my pet peeve, because I have many, but one of them is definitely when people are like, oh, you're doing media, you want to be a journalist then? And you're like, no, because I would have taken journalism.
Exactly. Like, I think every time anyone asks me what I want to do, before I say what I want to do, I say, I don't want to do journalism. But, to do stuff that's, like, just fun
because
writing.
I don't think what people understand is that even if you're writing for a magazine or a publication, it's not journalism.
Yeah, no.
Opinion pieces are not journalism. Pieces about your favourite coffee shop is not journalism.
Exactly. It's, like, top 10 coffee shops to go to in London and stuff like that. Like, I think journalism is really hard.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know how. Literally.
Ridiculously
the
hard.
The course here, I don't know what, obviously, because every uni follows a different sort of curriculum. But the journalism course here is a lot easier than the media course.
Yes.
But I feel like they're asked to be a lot more outgoing, a lot more, like, our course is mixed with writing for a reason. We're hermits. We like to sit inside and write. But journalism's
we're
like,
hermits.
Like, my housemate, Shalika, she physically has to do, like, vox pops and get, like, a microphone and go ask people to answer questions on the street.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And I would be like, and she's like, do you know how many times people just, like, walk away from me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't deal with that rejection. Yeah. Like,
well, it's like in every so often in class, they'd, you know, try and get all these hermits to be a bit more vocal.
Yeah.
And, like, they'd be like, okay, we're going to act it out this time. And we're all sat there like, what are you doing? Like, we're not performing arts. We're writers.
Yeah.
We are the people that sit in a cave and write for days
definitely.
On end. Like,
I was like, I took this course because I don't want to be spoken to ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty much.
So my dream with this degree would be, again, to be a published author, but I feel like that, although you're saying it like it's like an unfathomable possibility, like, I've already got, like, an ebook nearly ready to go, and that still counts as published.
Yeah,
I know you're not under a publication, but self-published is still published.
Yeah, that's, I mean, with the end of, like, because with our degree we have to have basically a book finished. I think to, you know, have that online published is would be a good start, but Yeah, it's just sort of when you're, yeah, like you say, where someone cares about it.
Yeah.
When you say, oh, I'm this person, they're like, oh, no way, I just read that. Mm. And I really liked it. It's like, oh.
Thank God.
Like, but yes, yeah. Thank you.
So same, I think. But also, like, I want to have, like, a media empire. And I want to say,
I love how you say empire.
Empire.
I don't want a media company or corporation. I want an empire.
Well, as soon as I leave uni, and the thing is that this is, I'm saying it like it's a dream, I guess.
Yeah.
But also it's going to happen because I don't do things halfway. So it's
true.
Whether it fails or not is something else. But I will definitely have made something by the end of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to, like, do an online magazine. And I want to do, like, carry on my blog and do this podcast and write, and I want to do everything. I'm obviously gonna have to have a side job actually earning money in social media. I guess this is where this is going. Because I earn most of my money off social media now, but I don't know, like, I would like to run social media for another company. I think it's in reality,
yeah,
but I still am gonna strive for the media company that I want.
Yeah,
which I think obviously you can work for.
I think that's, like, for people that are in our situation, you know, like, we're young. And
you don't necessarily have to know what you're going to do.
No, but, like, no, it's just, like, we're young and, you know, we're ambitious. We know how the world works enough to, like, you know, social media is such a powerful thing. I would happily walk into any company and be like, okay, I know what I'm talking about for social media.
Yeah.
Hire me. Like, you might have another 20-year-olds waiting for the same job position, but I'd be comfortable to go up. And, you know, it's like, I did work experience at my dad's company, and obviously I was the youngest person there. But, like, I know more than my dad does about social media.
Yeah, of course, of course.
So,
like,
by
the
that
other day,
knowledge...
The other day, me and Katie had, like, a real issue where we were trying to upload a podcast, can you remember? And we couldn't figure out how...
Yeah, yeah.
We're with a new provider now. We're using Anchor, which highly, like... Branded,
highly recommend.
Branded,
oh, my gosh.
Please, Anchor.
Like, Anchor is great.
Yeah, we love Anchor. But we had to move our podcast from... I'm not going to say what provider we use beforehand, but not a very good provider.
Not a very good one.
Yeah, so we moved it from that to Anchor. And we just... It took us over an hour, like 2 hours or whatever, to figure out.
Yeah, it was...
And it was so frustrating. And the week before that, we had recorded a podcast that the file had corrupted. Mm. And none of our Adobe programs were working. So, again... We are early 20-year-old adults, and bearing in mind that took us, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
It'd be harder for an older person to figure out this technology, and I feel like...
That gives us an edge.
It does give us an edge.
It was very much like a right palaver, because we're not professionals at all.
We're not professionals.
This is new for us, and we were just trying to get, like, the best out of a bad situation.
We were like, we just wanted to... It got to about 11 o'clock and we'd recorded the same podcast, like...
Twice.
Yeah,
and it was
plus,
just,
like, testings and downloading new apps and stuff.
Yeah, it was
a
lot.
And then we were like, why don't we just go to the uni room? Okay, so we've talked... That was a long intro for us. Well, not an intro. That was a long topic for us. So I guess there's no easy way to lead into this. I guess... okay, cut this bit out, yeah. Sorry, I'm just jabbering.
Yeah, no, I know you are. I was going to cut you off, but I wasn't sure if you had something.
No, I do have something, but I was taking a long way to get around it.
Okay,
I'm good. I got it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got it. I'll lead him.
Yeah?
So basically, the reason why we're at uni, in reality, is to better our... job aspects.
Is that why we're here?
Well, that's why I'm here. I don't know why you're here. You're just here for...
I'm here
time.
To buy time.
Yeah. That's so funny. So we, at the moment, most of our reading, funnily enough, consists of uni reading, because we're doing our final major projects and...
Deadline's next Thursday.
Oh my God. So we're going to be recording 2 podcasts today.
Yeah.
Hopefully to stop that. But it kind of leads me into my... Book of the week, my book.
Book
club.
Of the week.
Book of the week.
Book of the week. Book
like
club.
Mock the week, but book of the
book
week.
Book of the week.
So my book of the week is called The Brightest Stars, and it's about... So basically, when I was doing my final major project, I found it really, really... I'm doing a collection of non-fictional...
Short stories.
Yeah, short stories about foster care and how foster... Because obviously I'm part of a foster family. My family has fostered kids for quite a few years now. And it's a collection of happy foster stories, which, do you know how long it's taken me to this point? Bearing in mind I've been writing this book for over 8 months now.
Yeah.
It's taken me this long to find a book even slightly similar to what I'm doing.
Oh. They said to make it original.
Yeah, it's by far original. But yeah, this book's called The Brightest Stars, and it's set into 2 sections. The first section is called My Voice, and it's about the author. And she talks about her happy experiences within the care system and how it's helped her grow as an adult.
Yeah.
It's different to mine because it's very factual. Like, mine are short stories. They're written like stories. Although they're real things, there is like creative license involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas her, she literally just like, I did this. This is how this helped me. I did this.
Yeah.
And it's also full of a lot of statistics, like saying how important foster carers and stuff are, which I also find I like. And then the second half is split into other voices. And it's other adults talking about their life in foster care.
Yeah.
And they're all positive. Do you know how many abuse stories I've read in this process?
Yeah, man.
It's been so many. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm really liking it. I do have the online ebook copy and not the actual book copy, but I'm considering buying the actual book copy. But it's £15, which I think is a lot to spend on a book.
I mean, yeah. Is it hardback?
No.
Paperback? £15? Yeah, it's quite a lot.
It's quite a lot. And I don't know if I like it enough to be like, yeah I'm going to drop £15 on this.
Oh my gosh, I keep hitting the table with my legs. Sorry if there's weird
banging
now noises.
What are you reading?
Well, my book of the week is something I've been reading for a long time because it's such a big book.
Is it also final major project?
It's not. Mine's related. So basically,
how dare you read something outside of uni work?
I know. Basically, from like linking back to what we want to be when we grow up, if I wasn't doing this degree, I'd be doing psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And
what a weird like.
Oh, I love it so much.
But like, how did you get to doing this from psychology?
Well, I studied psychology A-level alongside not graphic design, but like, what's it called? Resistant materials. So like DT.
Oh, yeah.
I did the two side by side.
Red mats, I used to call that.
Yeah, I don't actually think ours was called that, but it was basically the same thing. But I studied the two alongside each other and I loved them both and I just was better at the DT sort of side. So that's what I went into more. But it didn't stop me from loving psychology. And with that, I've realised, especially like from this course, having to read so much all the time.
We read so much.
When I read in my spare time, it's normally under the category of sort of like psychology or at least written by like, you know, various psychologists and things. Like I've read Hannah Hart. This is not my book of the week, but Hannah Hart recommended a book about sort of the importance of your 20s. It's called The Defining Decade.
Yeah.
And it's just about how important,
you talk about it a lot.
Yeah, to like thrive in your 20s and not get stuck in the like, you know, Costa Coffee barista job because you're like waiting for your screenplay to take off. Like you got to go out there and like, you know, grab life by the balls type thing. But my book of the week this week is 12 Rules of Life, An Antidote to Chaos, I think the full title is. Can't remember who's by. The name escapes me and I haven't got it written down. But it's quite a famous book. It's been in Waterstone's top 10 for a long time. And it's basically, like, it's just a big book and it takes lots of different aspects of life, you know, like parenting and relationships and things like that. And it just sort of breaks down...
Which you don't have kids.
Yeah. It just kind of breaks down this theory that everything is essentially like yin and yang. Like, you know, you need to have the sort of the peaceful and the calm to have the chaos and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just looking at the psychology of, you know, that theory and why we need that in our lives. And I find that sort of stuff really interesting. Like, how your brain ticks, that I'm all about that kind of learning.
Yeah.
Because I just think that's fascinating. Like, I remember for Christmas one year, I asked for a psychology book, like a textbook, because I just wanted to keep remembering like and learn more about my own head at an A-level level that I could actually understand.
Did you get a good grade in psychology at school?
Pardon?
Did you get a good grade in psychology at school?
No, I failed. I failed everything. I was undiagnosed dyslexic.
How did UCA let you in?
It's the UCA. No, so it's like I could have gone back and done psychology, but I wanted to go into the graphic design area, which is why I left and then did a foundation degree. And because I also went to college, like sixth form college in between, and got more A-levels, one of which was in graphic design.
Yeah.
So then I went to college and then they let me in uni.
Cool.
I've been in this education system for way too long.
You're a grandma.
I know. I can't wait to graduate.
Okay, so talking of graduation and everything, let's talk about our weekly favourite, which is the only thing that I think that has kept me alive is my weekly favourite. We both put the same weekly favourite and weekly annoyance because at the moment in time, we're kind of both in the same...
We don't have much going on.
We don't have... We have everything and nothing going on at the same time. So, like, right now, obviously, it's Easter as we're recording
it
this.
Is.
So this is hopefully going to be up on Friday. I say hopefully.
Yeah,
we'll be more positive than that. It will be up on Friday. We obviously just had a break art for Easter. Yeah. We had about, well, we say break. Basically,
technically, we're still on break.
Technically, we are. They give us a week, don't they? Or 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
They've given us 2 weeks, but everyone, we came into uni today to do some work and everyone's here.
Yeah, yeah. I came in this morning and it was really empty and I was like, where is everyone? I was like, oh yeah, it's like...
It's actually Easter.
It's Easter. Everyone, all those first years have gone home.
Like, yeah, first and second years. We haven't done a second year either.
True.
But yeah, so we, our weekly favourite even was our Easter break. I gave myself 2 days off. Did you give yourself three?
Three, four. No, three.
Three, yeah.
It was a weekend. Three.
Four, five.
No, I took four. I took yesterday. Because Jack had a day off from work.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you never have a day off during the week. Like, this is a treat. We have to, like, use this time. Yeah. So we completed Mario, Super Mario Brothers. What a good use of time.
So our weekly favourite is our
Easter
mini break that we had that we weren't really allowed to take. But, you know. Okay.
Took it anyway.
We had to take it. I thought I was going insane.
Yeah, it was nice to, as I said earlier, it was nice to really, really switch off.
Which is definitely going to lead us, well, I know it's
and also, eat
it,
lots
it
of chocolate.
Sounds like we're going quick, but... weekly annoyance already, because the reason why we needed a break
just because uni
is because uni. Our weekly annoyance this week is uni, just in general. Like, at the moment we're literally working, I would say on an average I'm working like 9 hours a day on work.
Yeah, I think
when I'm not working I'm thinking about work.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So we're just going to finish up real quick because we've spoken for long enough and usually we have a news to us and everything, but we've been a bit rushed and everything today.
Yeah,
and we're both tired, so
things so, looking forward to?
Graduating, please. I would like to graduate.
Please, can I?
Can I graduate?
Yeah, that's in June. So that's quite a good one to look forward to. I'm looking forward to this weekend. We're going to Kew Gardens. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there for so long, like years. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But other than that, graduating, finishing, handing stuff in.
Yeah.
It'll all be good once it's over.
So sorry for this bit of a mismatch of a podcast.
This is a weird podcast, but
we'll do you a good one next week, I promise. Thank you so much for listening. See you next week.